Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the night's main event.
Brett Allen.
Today on the show, we are talking with award-winning film director, storyteller Tim O'Donnell about Pixella Films and Gravitas Ventures, The House We Lived In, a documented journey of brain injury awareness. Thanks for your time, man. It's great to meet you and talk to you about this film.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to chatting a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is a great project. And of course, with Brain Injury Awareness Month, and all of that, this is a very relevant topic. Let's talk about this and how the project came about for you and what interested you in telling the story.
Yeah, I come from a background, different career. Went to school to become a teacher, was an artist and a wrestler. Not the most common combo. So I wrestled in college, went to school, became a teacher. I was a high school art teacher and an inner city wrestling coach. And then, you know, that thing happens to you where you need to do something new. You have a drive inside you. And I've always been making videos. In fact, my dad growing up kind of taught me how to use a camera and, you know, would film from the stands. My older brother wrestled, I'd film him, that kind of thing. So had this kind of thing happen where I was like, I want to go after it. You know, I want to go after filmmaking. So called my parents, you know, was like, hey, I'm going to leave my career and start.
You're like, I'm abandoning all hope.
Yeah, exactly. Like I had the department chair position, 6 years in teaching, health benefits, all that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to leave it and start my own company. And I'm going to do documentary filmmaking, you know. And at that point, I already made a few projects, but total leap of faith. And I moved. I was in the western part of the state in Massachusetts, and I moved to Boston to pursue this. Well, now, meanwhile, we have a very tight family. I'm one of four. We're very close with my parents. And 2 months after this happened, my dad woke up one morning and just passed out. He just fell.
Oh, wow.
He hit his head. And we had no idea. We weren't aware of, you know, what a brain injury really was, honestly. You know, got the call that morning. And he had a traumatic brain injury and he needed a craniotomy right then and there. A whirlwind, you know, I was 27 at the time. This is, you know, 12 and a half years ago. And I did, it's sort of peculiar in some ways, but being, kind of in that moment where my dad's in a coma and we don't know what's going to go on, I pulled my phone out and I started filming him. And, I don't know what I was doing. It was, trying to get through the moment, you know, it was pretty heavy, obviously, and trying to like filter out what was going on, or just like, maybe this is it, you know, this is the last moments of dad. And 8 days later, he wasn't supposed to. At that point, the doctor said, you know, we're gonna have to start making decisions. It's most likely he's not gonna wake up. And luckily, day eight, he just slowly opened his eyes, just enough where we knew something was happening. So I continued to film, and he had one of the most miraculous recoveries at Spalding Rehab. Spalding Rehab's in Boston. It's the arguably the best brain injury rehab on the planet. And I followed him that whole time. And it is, you know, I think back to that moment, you know, if I was teaching, it would have been pretty challenging to be there every day. All my siblings found a way. We were there every day. And I just kept filming. And this project is literally, it's been 12 years. I've started and finished six other feature-length documentaries. You know, we have a production company. We have plenty of clients. You know, this is my full-time job. But this is a project that has spanned my career. Early on, we did cut a short film called No Quit, and ESPN picked it up. So after my dad got out of the hospital, he had this awareness piece and he became a brain injury advocate. Now that film is, you know, 18 minutes long, you know, broadcast on ESPN multiple times and, you know, gave him awareness, but really tells like just the recovery story. There's so much more that kind of happens. So I kept filming, And this project really deals with memory loss, memories coming back, and how we all are changing over time, whether it's dramatically like that and acceptance. So it's the best thing I've ever gotten to make. Obviously it's a very important film to me, and yeah, I'm just really excited to finally get to share it with everyone, after 12 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long process and it's gotten a lot of attention for some festivals. That has to feel good too and gratifying as a creator, especially the fact that the story is so personal.
Yeah, I think we were all like really excited and surprised even. We've made a range of films that have done really well on the festival circuit, broadcast deals, but this is a very personal film. You never know how folks are going to kind of react to that. There's a universal theme, of course, but it's my family's story. Yeah, we had an amazing festival run, and then we did an impact campaign and screened it at 50 different events, ranging from like more collegiate, like Harvard, MIT, Columbia, UCLA. And then, it was kind of neat is like there's a lot of like brain injury advocacy organizations. So we partnered with the Brain Injury Association of America. And I've worked with a lot of veterans. So it's kind of neat too, like the overlap. There's quite a few veterans who have also suffered brain injuries. So the film was kind of in that world. And then just neurodiverse communities was a big one for us. Folks on the autism spectrum, folks who just have a different, way of operating. And
Right.
hopefully this film, shows the beauty in that, because part of it is, it wasn't easy. The things that my dad is dealing with aren't easy, but there's a lot of beauty in his new life and the way he now processes things in our relationship. And you kind of find that out in the film.
Very cool. So when audiences get a chance to watch, you've mentioned a lot of different things here that are important for people to sort of grasp onto and to hold on to, but is there one or maybe two main messages that you want audiences to go, oh, okay, this is very important and it's not just something that you can easily gloss over?
Yeah, I think the most unique thing that a lot of people come to the film and kind of walk away with is from what our understanding is, there's never been a film that sort of documents somebody's memories coming back.
Right.
So my dad couldn't remember the house we lived in. As he recovered from his injury, he's sharp. He's very sharp. If he was in this Zoom right now, you might not fully understand that he had a brain injury. There's so many things that he remembers perfectly, crystal clear, but yet he cannot remember the house we grew up in. Me, my four, my three siblings, all four of us growing up, he doesn't remember that at all. That house, which they lost, they actually sadly lost that. They were doing some, financial issues, and when he was in the hospital, the bank took it away. So it's like the structure that like he just can't access. He can't also remember the game of golf, which he played for 50 years.
Wow.
And as I'm filming, he starts to have these dreams, which are actually his memories. And so you get to see, like live, just like in a documentary format, somebody regaining memories in a new way. And the thing that, that I love for folks to kind of take away is it's very experimental. I have an art background, I mentioned. And we try to push the boundaries of what documentary is. So we actually took my dad, brought him into these projected in kind of like art installation spaces, some abstract imagery, a lot of old home movies. So there's like all these projectors, and he's walking in, and it visually represents it could mean a lot of different things. I've heard folks say this is, his own subconscious, that you see these little flickers of moments where, he's sort of digging underneath. And so I'm just so happy to be able to have a film that kind of visually represents these very abstract things of what memory is, what does it mean to us, how does it create your identity? And so I invite folks to kind of people don't need to have necessarily understanding or a connection to brain injury. In some ways, this is really about what memory means to us, and that very what makes us human, and you get to see that in a 12-year span. So that's like the biggest thing I try to like, invite folks to enjoy. And there's a lot of heavy things I said, but my parents are hilarious. They're, classic. Like, I don't really have the Massachusetts accent, but they are the classic, old school New Englanders. Hey, blah, blah, blah. And my dad's hilarious. And there's just lots of like lighthearted moments. So, he's a really interesting character. So really excited for people to kind of like learn about him and watch his journey.
Fantastic. Now it's being screened now at different places, but when will it be available for folks to watch just for the general masses?
Yeah, we just launched 2 weeks ago on Apple TV. We had a deal with Apple TV, and now Amazon just came out as well. So folks can find the film now, at home, Apple TV, Amazon. It's also available for folks that have like Comcast and cable on demand. So yeah, we had a big launch, and it's March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, so super excited to be able to share the film, in March.
Awesome. Well, Tim, thank you so much. Great project, great cause, and just a real beautiful story of a lot of different things. I think people will enjoy it. And I appreciate you hanging out with me today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for what you do. It's it as artists, as filmmakers, it's so awesome to be able to talk about our work. And I just you do such a great job with so many guests. And
Well,
thanks for
thank
having
you. Yeah,
me. I really
you're
appreciate it.
an equally a part of all that. So thank you so much
Thank
as
you.
well. I always love talking to interesting and creatives, and I think this ranks up there with all of that. So thank you so much for the
Thank you.
kind words. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
Omega proportions.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.